Good morning, church. If you are a recipient of grace this morning, can you say thank you, Jesus? If grace is what have saved you, say, Jesus, I love you. It's about grace. It is about grace. So be gracious. Tell somebody, please be gracious. Tell another one, please be gracious. Yes. We are saved by grace. We are expected to dispense grace. Too much is given, much is very much required. Saved by grace, we must dispense grace. And it's very, very important to God for His children to be gracious. That's what the Bible says. If you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. If grace has saved me, if grace brought me to a place that I don't deserve, how is it that I can't be gracious? Think about it. May you be gracious. Say, I will be gracious. Brethren, may I tell you again this morning that the rules of the kingdom that we found ourselves, the Bible says we've been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. The kingdom that we have been translated to have rules of engagement. Rules of sustenance. The earlier we master the rules and we submit ourselves to the rules of the kingdom, the better the master can use us. So this morning I will continue my message on your miracle assured. Do you believe me that your miracle is assured? Do you believe? Please say to yourself, my miracles is assured. Say, my miracles are assured. And that's the truth. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, I read, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the man that was writing came to realization of some things, and this was his prayer to God. If he was blessing God, you know, you will say, God bless me. He came to a realization. So he started blessing God. Wait a minute. So what can I give to God? He started blessing God. Say, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For why is he blessing God? Who hath blessed us? Past tense. He didn't say who is blessing us. He didn't say who will bless us. He said who hath blessed us. Past tense. with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That is why the Bible says, if a man be in Christ, you know, the Bible didn't say if a man get born again, you have to be born again to get in. But you have to be in, you have to remain. When you remain, you will obtain. So that you can be sustained. It is not enough to say the sinner's prayer. But you have to enter by saying the sinner's prayers. But you must be in Christ. You have to remain. When you remain, you obtain spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. You obtain. Then you will be sustained. There are rules in this kingdom. So people like to do it anyhow. They think, when I go to mountain, when I pray 7 days, when I do something, when I do anything, it's okay. They are important. But it is God had rules. So it is the rule that we don't like to obey. We wish one prophet, that is why there are so many false people out there. And I sometimes pity people. I sometimes I shake my head at the level of ignorance. People that are educated, that are well read, that know their level. I say, how can people be this blind? Somebody that says he wants to pray for you and sustain you, you look at the same man. He has not even sustained himself. The man that is praying for you needs help. So what is he using for you? Something must be wrong with people's psyche. Did you not read that when Jesus Christ died, the veil of the temple, that was the first thing that happened. God couldn't wait to talk to you. God had not been happy that humanity that he created, that he wanted to relate with, that he began to pay a visit to in the Garden of Eden, had become his enemy. His heart had been broken for thousands of years. God was suffering. We did not know. So when Jesus came, heaven was happy. So when the temptation was going on the mountain, heaven was applauding. May you not fail. May you not fail. When temptation was going, because let me tell you something, these dimensions are different. That's why I don't know how long we can talk and get understanding about levels in the spiritual issues. There are so many dimensions. First temptation, second temptation. Immediately Jesus Christ came, they said the angels came. They were happy. They said, yes, the job can begin. That was why when he died, the first thing that happened was the veil of the temple that had to cover God and man. Because man, you can't see God. That was why God told Moses, no man will see me and live. And I don't want you to die. It was rent into twain. So he wanted us to come through the blood. And we are saved by the blood. So where are you going about? There's one Baba somewhere. Excuse me. The God that you have access to. it shall be well with you. Say to yourself, it shall be well with me. What did Brother Mike say we should say in the morning? Huh? What is it that he said we should say to ourselves in the morning? He asked, which question did he ask us? Who are you? Please, I'm not talking to you to arouse your emotion, because God does not respond to emotions. I'm talking to you to get your facts right. I'm talking to you to understand that things happen. I'm talking to understand that God had what it takes. I'm saying to you that the miracle you are believing God for now is assured. But, like I said last week, two things. You must ensure your miracles. If you are not here last week, you can get the tape. It's online. I'll be speaking today about the fact that you have to ensure your miracle. You ensure it. You know, remember, He has blessed us. Past tense. You have to ensure your miracles. Insurance cover. Please don't do third party. You know the third party people? Should I tell you the third party people? Brother Mona spoke about them. Meetings, they won't come. They choose what they do. The pastor, you know why? I must be at every service. Today, this morning now, I've listened to how many things now? I came, I listened to the boss. Even the woman that is giving announcement is giving revelation to me. Everybody, I listen to announcement, I listen to boss, I listen to message, I listen to church, I listen to prayer. Second service, I listen. Can you imagine? Now, on Tuesday, I will sit down there and listen to men. They give me instruction. In Bible, am I not blessed? How can you beat me with all those things? I gather the thing together. I go up there, I listen to prayers. They minister to me, they minister to me, they minister to me, they minister to me, they minister to me. The third party Christians, you won't see them at some meetings. They choose what they do when it's convenient for them. You are insured, but it might be third parties. Please, let it be a comprehensive insurance. You know, comprehensive. Everything is taken care of. Praise the Lord. Today, let's look at to ensure your miracle. My number one point is to ensure is to make sure that something will happen. Can you please project my points, please? Media. To ensure is to make sure that something will happen. Can you imagine? Of course, you know what? The miracle is assured. That God does not change. He doesn't change. It's not a soul of mine that should repent. No, that's not God. Now, so most of the time, I'm not saying there's something that God will not do. Most of the time, it is never with God. Most of the time, find out. It's never with God. Don't ever forget what we discussed at the Watch Night service on the first Sunday in the month of January about Daniel chapter 12. When he prayed and God said, I send the answer the first day. God loves you more than you can ever think or imagine. In fact, all the things that some people are suffering for, most of them God has given up.
But
God will not tell you to relate. Well, you don't know how to relate. You don't know how to talk. You don't know how to do something. You don't know. And most of the time, the miracle are in the hands of the sons of men. I can't greet him. Is he the only one? No problem. Maybe that's why your miracle is. Look at the way she's just walking. I don't even like her dress. You don't like it. Why are you looking at it? So you see, she bought another car. She will not buy another one. She will buy another one if you are not careful in your presence. You know why? You know why? Most of the time in this part of the world, quite a number of people are angry. They are not angry because they should buy. They are angry at the success of people. And it's only because they are jealous. Tell yourself that I am jealous. God help me of my jealousy. That is a sincere prayer. It will help you. Some people are jealous. They are envious. They don't. They can't rejoice with people. It is only when it is them. How can it always be you? Is something wrong with somebody? That's what the Bible says. Rejoice with those who rejoice. It's a principle of progress. You are likely to be a progressive person if you can accommodate the success of others. If you can celebrate the success of others, you are likely to be a progressive human being. And I'm not talking about the fact that you are there just saying, hey, it's okay. And when you turn your back, say, I don't even know what they are doing. No. I'm talking about rejoicing from the depth of your heart. Celebrate with people. You will become a celebrity. This thing doesn't answer to prayer. All you care. Some of the things we pray about doesn't answer to prayer. But what answer to prayer is my life to change. For me, if you're an envious person, for God to heal me of envy. If you're an angry person, God heal me of anger. If you're an unforgiving person, for God heal me of unforgiveness. That is what you should be praying about. Don't be wasting your time. It's a time-wasting exercise. Am I talking this morning? Are you in church this morning? Put your hands together for the King of Kings and Lord of Israel in church this morning. Thank you. Now, please. To ensure is to have or to do what is necessary ahead of time to achieve your dreams. Ahead of time. When you sow, you will reap. I mean ahead of time. You carry joy. You carry love. That is what you carry. Ahead of time. Number three is to ensure is to be consistent in action. And the outcome will be as a result of your efforts. You are consistent in your action. You are very, very consistent. Let me stop there for now. So, the story we read last week. Let me quickly go to Acts of Apostles chapter 10 from verse 1. Please project for me. I want to read very quickly. Project Acts chapter 10 from verse 1. I'm reading from what you are projecting. Now I read. Please follow me. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion and a band called the Italian band. Verse 2. A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and pray to God always. Look at his CV. Look at the CV of this man. This guy was not born again. And God knew he was not born again. God knew that if this man is not born again, he will not get to heaven. Now, so, what was the man doing? It was a centurion, like an unbeliever. Now, return back to the previous verse. He was a devout man. Listen to me. Devout man. Now, he feared God with all his house. Now, he gives alms to people. Blessed man. And lastly, he prayed to God always. Next verse, please. Now, can I ask you a question? Who is the man that prepared for the visitation of God? This man prepared for the visitation of God. How prepared are you for God to visit you? Everything about Cornelius, he laid the ground for God to visit. He was a man that heaven cannot ignore such people. How can heaven ignore him? Is that possible? How can heaven ignore him? How can this man, how can heaven not hear his prayers? How can heaven not do what has never been done to any sons of men? Listen to me, this man, it was heaven that designed his salvation. Do you know that you can live a life and attract the best from heaven? I'm not talking about the Father. Live to attract God in your life consistently, continually, every time. And you know what the Bible says? It says some people, while they are yet praying, God is answering. Before they open their mouth. It's about lifestyle. Who you are. He saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. Next verse. I want to move fast. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, listen, please read this together. 1, 2, 3, go. Thy what? And what? Has come where? For what? Memorial before God. In the book of Revelation, said the prayer of saints, you know, they call memorial before God. It was not prayer alone, his prayers and his arms. Memorial before God. Please tell your neighbor, have a memorial before God. My brother, my sister, this is what is called everlasting investment. That's why the Bible says, lay up your treasures where? In heaven. This is what is called everlasting investment. Who is this man that God visits? Every story I told you, the Bible is not a religious book. The Bible is a book of life. You understand the Bible, you live. You will not be existing. Because there's difference between existing and living. The example of Cornelius was documented so that we can read and say, if Cornelius did it, I can do it. And if heaven visits Cornelius, heaven will visit me. There are some things that you don't have to struggle about. Remember on Mount Carmel, the prophet of Baal, they were jumping, they were cutting themselves, they were doing everything. You don't have to push your head to the wall to pray. No. Some people that have stand, they are just saying, I say, God, please make this happen. And that's it. Not until you bang your head. No. Of course, you can shout, you can do anything as you like. But let me tell you something. Somebody is just closing his eyes. God, why not? That's it. And that's it. I remember 6 years ago, we had a Bible study, and I don't know, my wife went to the car to check something, and she picked my phone. My uncle, who is late now, my mom's senior brother, sent a message. So she read the message. So she came to sit beside me. And she told me immediately. You know, afterward I was asking, I said, why? I said, at least you will have allowed me to finish. I was not the one preaching. I said, you will have allowed me also to finish Bible study before you tell me. He said, this one cannot wait. This is you are in the church. So that you can know the kind of prayer you will pray before we leave the church. I said, I've heard. That was the first time my mom was missing. So I got home that night, I sat down on the floor in my living room. And I said, and I looked at the whole of Lagos. I said, where do I start from? Ojota. To where? I picked it left, right, center, forward, backward. I said, who do I call? What do I do? The Holy Spirit said to me, Hebrews 1:14, you will not believe it. Say, send the angels on assignment. This one is not a prayer. Which prayer do you pray? I don't even know the prayer to pray. I was wondering inside life. Say, send the angels on assignment. And I sent the angels on assignment. Oh. Immediately I did the prayer. Finish. So I went to pray outside around early in the morning. I was going out around 4. I was almost going inside to go and sleep. No, that was not it. So when we finished the service, somebody gave me an envelope. He said, God said you should give me this money. It was the money I needed for the money, for the journey, after the service. So as I turned my back to be going inside the room, I heard the voice. I said, what do you want? I said, what do I want, Ken? That was what I said. I wasn't praying. I said, what do I want, Ken? I said, this is what I want, though. I am going to sleep now. When I wake up, they must call me that they have found her. And I went to sleep. It was that call that my wife received, and I woke up. Please, my brother, my sister, I'm not saying anybody is totally have a right standing. I'm saying to you that things that we have to do. God is not a son of mine that should lie. And God is not thinking of repenting. When he says it, he will do it. The woman we read in question in Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, the previous chapter to chapter 10, she died. And that was it. Everybody thought it's over. It's over. But something kicked in. It will not be over for you. I say it will not be over for you. You know what they say? Somebody should translate this for me. I want to remember what I'm going to say it in my mother tongue. What is koto? What's koto? And let's say it's koto. English is koto. No, we can say it's koto. Yeah. At least we're when toba kudie. Little way for the guy to fall into a ditch. The said level will respond. That will be your story. I said, that will be your story. Listen to me. God has what it takes. Heaven will show up for you. Heaven will show up for you. We have to pray, we pray. But it's not the amount of prayer we pray. It is about the fact that as the prayer changed me, for me to align to attract heaven attention. Prayer must change me. Not that I'm using prayer to change. It doesn't work. That's what we do about prayer. We direct prayer. Prayer has to change me. So that I can do the right thing. So I can think the right way. He said, let the words of my, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. God will show up for you. She died. And everything kicked in. Everything she had done kicked in. All the good works began to work for the dead. Heaven raised help. They said, angels, this woman is not coming. We can't afford her to leave the earth. Nobody will continue our works. This is not the kind of person that we want this time. Remember, she was sick. And she was sick and she died. Heaven said, no, doctors must not come now. Doctors must not come. She must not come now. No. Doctors must have long life. The job doctors is doing, nobody can do the job. Pause. So heaven responded and moved the heart of men. Let's go to that story. Acts of Apostles chapter 9. From verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works. Full. You can have a glass cup, it can be half full. This one was full. When something is full, you know what happens? It spreads. The good works, you know, there are some good works that are just thinking some. This one was full to overflowing. Full of good works. And she was still doing it, so the thing was overflowing. Already the thing was full, so the thing was overflowing. The thing was overflowing. Heaven cannot but notice. When some people, the money you still have in hand, they say, oh, this small change. You now say, God, make me some. No. It doesn't work like that. Good works and alms deed. There's a difference between good works and alms deed, though. Alms deed, which she did. And it came to pass in those days she was sick and died, whom they had washed and they laid her in the upper chamber. And for as much as Lydda was nigh Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there. Listen to me, God is a present help in time of need. Some people, when they have a problem, there will be somebody to help. God will have planted and help close to it. This was the case. Peter was near Joppa. In those days, there was no vehicle, there was nothing. If Peter was not close by, that's it. And heaven knows, I don't know how long she has to be there for her spirit to have left. Heaven knew. So Peter had been planted and Peter had been equipped by the special grace and the mercy of God. God will show up for you. I say God will show up for you. God will be your present help in time of need. But check this out. God did not bring an angel from heaven to minister to Dorcas. God sent Peter. Dorcas was ministering to human beings. God sent human beings to Dorcas. Dorcas was a disciple in the church. This woman was part of the prayer warrior in the church. This woman was part of the women that you reckon with in the church. This woman was part of the women that were standing the gap in that church. And are you telling me that she will not be offended? Some people say, somebody say, no, she will be offended. She will have been offended and everything. People are saying, I share a gun thing for you. You know, some people, they are doing good. People are saying, people that are not doing anything, hey, see her. She will give that one. She wants people to know it too. But why don't you give your own? It is people that are not giving. I always see people that are giving. When people are doing nothing, they are the one always criticizing people that are doing something. Check people that criticize. They do nothing. Do nothing, people. Our prayer is even too much. It's not praying. Our fasting is not, fasting. They do nothing. They are the one that criticizes. Then Peter arose and went in, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coat and garment which Dorcas made which when she was with them. But let me tell you something about these people. There are two sets of people that Dorcas touched. The widows and everything. You know, they were weeping, they were doing everything. God does not respond to emotion. But Dorcas was part of the disciples. These were the people that understood what exactly had to happen. May you have the right people around you. Let me tell you something. There is the generality of the people who are you do good to. There are some people who must be your partners in this business.
These are must be spiritual people. Please don't ever in your life, all the friend everybody you have are people of the world. You are just chanting, you are just drinking, you are doing something. When the going gets tough, some people have the capacity to stand, some people don't have. This is not a game for small boys. This is not the game for babies. This is not the game for people who drink milk. I'm talking about people who are cracking bones. So therefore, let me be honest with you. Listen to me, my brother, my sister. What the company you keep. The fellow disciples, these people can read spiritual situation. They knew that they don't have the capacity to be praying. Some people will be saying, let us be praying. They said, no, this is beyond us. They understood the level in which this has to operate. They knew that it was only this man that can do the job. So they had to go after him. You know, it took them. They have to travel. Some people will say, let us be praying. Let us be praying. They'll be gathering, they'll be praying. They will be praying. They don't have, they will be wanting to solve a problem they don't have the capacity to solve. And before they know it, everything is. We are never at the same level. Not never. Remember, was it Ezekiel 47? And he measured the first cubit. Where did he go to? To the ankle. He measured another 1,000 cubits. He got to the nail. And another 1,000. That is the way we are. This required men with overflowing anointing. And not only anointing, men that are well trained. Because there's a difference between being anointed and being trained. If you're anointed, you are not trained. You'll be using the anointing as you like. Check this out. Majority of some of the things that we do. Okay, for example, let's say God anoints you. For example, let's say me, for example. Do you know that you must not go be using anointing for personal gratification? That was why they said, turn this stone to be made bread. It must not do it. Must not. Because the anointing is not your property. You use the anointing for what God have said you should go and use it for. And when you have used it, God cannot bless you in return. Can you imagine that Jesus Christ, people are ministering to his needs on earth. Jesus that can sell all the bank, I have telling you, no, that is not the way it was designed. You go, the anointing is like they gave you money. For example, somebody gives you money now to go and purchase something. And when you finish purchasing, you do the door, it cannot pay you. The anointing is never for personal gratification. Because it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to God. So God sent us on errand to go and do what he wants us to do. Then God sent people to us to bless. So we all have to relate. God is a master planner. Can you imagine the same Jesus that fed 5,000, that did everything? They were buying clothes for Jesus. They were saying, Jesus, he had to depend on people to minister to his needs. How would there be a relationship if they don't minister to his needs? Some people have to cook for him. How would that be a relationship? I said, praise the Lord. We can never, ever be an ignorant church. It's not possible. Because God has blessed us too much. I didn't become a man when I was doing business. I thought I knew something when I was doing business. When I was running from pillar to post, when I had the dream to become an international businessman, some people would be talking to me about it. I said, no, that's not my job. I want to be an international businessman from Japan to Italy to New York to everything I've heard. It was when I became a pastor that I truly became a man. So, they went for Peter. They knew exactly what to do. If these people that she was working with, if these people she was flocking around were ignorant spiritually, she would have been dead. And it would have been a result of the company she was keeping. So, too many things are possible, but people are not keeping the right company. They are keeping the company of people who will be crying, who will be wailing, who will be weeping. And God does not respond to emotion. So tell your neighbor, please keep the right company. And have a relationship with the right people. Listen to me, when the going get tough, some people are still there standing. You know, when I became a pastor of this church, I really don't know too many. Oh, quite a number of my friends. I don't even know. Where do I get the time from? With time. When my mother died, do you know that a cousin of mine called me yesterday? She said, my uncles, the three of them, they are dead. They all schooled in England. So, of course, their children have access to. So, quite a number of my cousins are in England. She said, do you know that we have not spoken in 38 years? Another one called me. I said, the last time we spoke was like 29 years ago or something. So, please, there's something. Where will I get time for? Which time? I only have 24 hours. Yes or no? And we all have 24 hours. We got to do what we got to do. Praise ye the Lord. Now let me talk to you about Peter. And I want to tell you, my brother, my sister, I told you, we are not babies in this church. We are men and women that have been born in here for quite a while. Luke chapter 8 from verse 51. Let me read to you. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John. Training. And the father and the mother of the maiden. Verse 52. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. That is what we call the spiritual language. That's what we call the physical language. When God is talking the positive and the affirmative. When God shows up, every cry must end. Because whatever anybody is crying about, God can deliver. That's why God said, when God shows up, fear must evaporate. Because there is nothing to fear when God shows up. Because God is love. And the Bible says, perfect love casted away fear. Because fear has torment. Ask, you will not be tormented. I said, you will not be tormented. Listen to me, my brother, my sister. It is about Jesus. It's about the love of God. The more of the love of God you have in your heart, the more you can attract the personality of God. Because God is love. God is love. God is love. The more of the love of God you have in your heart, the more fear disappears from you. You cannot, they cannot cohabit. They cannot exist together. It's not possible. Absolutely. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called the maid, saying, arise. And the spirit came again and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parent was attorney, but he charged them that they should not tell no man that what was done. Jesus Christ was not publicizing anything. It wasn't about publicity of miracle. That's why in this church, you don't want to know what has happened. Is it about publicity? Which one concerns me? This is not for publicity. To come to do what? To get 300,000 to come. It's not publicity. It's about the fact that God is touching, God is doing what he knows to do. And if God uses you, so you are privileged if God can use you. Because if God can use you, you can attract his presence. That's what is important to people like us. It is not about the miracle, it's about the fact that so God can use me, that means I can attract God. It's not about selling God. So look at Acts chapter 9. Training. Acts chapter 9. When Peter had to repeat the same thing, verse 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. And when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coat and garment which Dorcas made while she was with them. Verse 40. But Peter put them out, and knelt down and prayed. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she had saw Peter, she sat up. My brother, my sister, let me tell you something. You have what it takes. Say to yourself, I have what it takes. Listen to me, I don't know what you are believing God for, the miracle you are believing God for. Everything is possible with God. And I say, everything and everything. That's why he said, with men, this is impossible. But not with God. And I'm, listen to me, don't ever forget this statement. Never in your life. He said, with God. That means, if you can attract the presence of God, all things are possible. I want us to rise up this morning. Can we lift up our hands to God and worship God? I will lift my hands and I will sing. I will sing. Listen to me, worship God this morning, please. Please worship God with me.
To my Lord and Savior, my God and King, I will sing.
Holy, holy, I will. Upon the throne, I will worship it.
And give the praise to be my
own. He who was and is to come, I will sing before his throne forever. Can you look up to heaven this morning and believe God for something that is dear to you? I said, please look up to heaven and believe God for something that is dear to you. You are God, you are not Emmanuel. You are God, you are not Emmanuel. Alpha and Omega, you are God. You are God, you are God, you are not. Alpha and Omega, you are God.
You are God, oh. You are God, you are not Emmanuel.
Let us pray. Please, I want us to give attention to this prayer. Please, stop moving around. Stop everything you are doing. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I pray for these wonderful people and all the people that are watching us online. I pray for them today that you bless them. Father, please bless them. Lord, bless them. Please lift them up. Anyone that is sick in this place this morning, whatever the diagnosis might be, Father in heaven, stretch forth your hand to heal in the name of Jesus. Please bless the work of our hands. Please let us prosper. Encourage us. Elevate us. Promote us. Perfect us. Encourage us. Every spirit of limitation in any member of this church, I bind in the name of Jesus. Every limiting mindset, I come against in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of unbelief, I cast out in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, God of heaven, I pray. You told Moses. You said, move forward. I pray. Every spirit of stagnation, I come against you in the name of Jesus. In every member of this church, none of us will be stagnant. None of our children will be stagnant. In the name of Jesus. Spiritually, we will not be stagnant. Materially, we will not be stagnant. Physically, we will not be stagnant. Our health will move forward. In the name of Jesus. As we age, so will our strength be. Age will not make us to be tired. We will not carry the sickness of Egypt. Every spirit of cancer, diabetes, rheumatism, every disease of the bone and blood, I come against in the name of Jesus. He said, let my people go, that they may serve me. I deliver anyone from bondage in the name of Jesus. Bondage of fear, I deliver you in the name of Jesus. Bondage of poverty, I deliver you in the name of Jesus. Bondage of unforgiveness, I deliver you in the name of Jesus. Bondage of hatred, I deliver you in the name of Jesus. Let God be true, and every devil a liar. Concerning us, God will be true. Everywhere we go, the presence of God will go with us. Father, we worship and adore you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.